would like, if I may, to take you on a strange journey.
This is a journey into sound.
What a good place to be. Don't believe it. Just think a different language and it's never something happened to me. Don't believe it. Oh no. Cause it's never something happened to me. No, it's another night up with a boss. Following in footsteps overgrown by moss. And he's hugs me with women growing trees. And if you catch him right, they will land upon the knees. Where they open all the wallets and they close all the mines. To buy you all a drink, and as we ask all the questions, and you take all your clothes off and back to the kitchen sink. What a good place to be! Don't believe it. A good place to be. Don't believe it. Speak a different language and it's never really happened to me. Don't believe it. Oh no. Cause it's never been happening for me. Don't believe it. Don't believe it.
Hello everyone and welcome to Steve Henn's 100 favourite songs. Between now and Christmas Eve, I am going to play you 100 of my favourite songs, and this is the happy hour, and that was the happy hour from the House Martins. You can't help but bing baba boppa luba to that, can you? I did actually see the House Martins in Birmingham. Very, very, very lucky. And I do, obviously, we've got Fatboy Slim in there. Fat Man Slim, Fat Boy, Three Balls is X. Try saying that when you're drunk. So yeah, obviously the wonderful Paul Heaton went on to Beautiful South. What a wonderful voice that man had. But when they were the House Martins, they were so much fun. So that was number
22.
And tonight it's 22 to 15. I know. And then you're going to say, well, then is it 15 down to number one, Stephen? No, 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 no. And don't call me Stephen. It's 15 to number seven and then seven to one. So I'm going to bung those into the last week of Christmas. I was going to squeeze 10 in, but I've decided to split them into two sevens and put them on towards the end of the week. Right. What's next, Steve Henn? Well, I'll tell you what is next. Have you ever heard of a band called Lone Star? No, of course you haven't. They were a Welsh bunch of boys. John Sloman was on vocals. I managed to see them supporting somebody in Birmingham. And then I saw them at the Town Hall. Going to play Lone Star from their second album, Firing on All Six, opening track, The Bells of Berlin. Now, this band, Lone Star, nobody really knows about. And they are so, so good. When I was about 18, I did a drumming competition with me and my mate, Mike Gibbons, who no longer is us and left us at the age of 19, I think. God bless him. I always think of Mike. And this song always makes me think of you, mate, because I beat your ass in the air drumming competition. So let's have a listen to the amazing Lone Star from Wales and the Bells of Berlin. And remember, I won the air drumming competition. I hope you really enjoy this. This is song number 21.
hear the bells ringing and echoing over the land. I can feel the emotion and sadness that now is within. The city stands so tall, but it's imprisoned behind a wall. One day it must fall. Over and over I ask myself, is this a dream? I can hardly imagine the sadness the city has seen. There will come a day when it's changed. We'll be right back.
I'm knackered. I don't know if you can say knackered these days. I've said it anyway. I said it. And that, ladies and gentlemen, was me doing my air drumming audition. I actually did that air drumming audition for Britain's Got Talent. What did you think, Simon?
Words can't describe just how dull you really are.
Bells of Berlin, honestly, Lone Star. Lone Star, great, 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 great underrated band of the 70s. Well, that was 21. This is the big one then, isn't it? Steve Henn's top 20. 20 more songs until we hit number one. 20th song has got to be one of the top-notch songs ever written. Well, you're right. It is one of the top-notch songs ever written. One of the most incredible pieces of music ever written, people say. I just think it's really, really nice. At number 20, it's Simon and Garfunkel and Bridge Over the River Kwai.
Shine, oh, if you need me.
Good crescendo. Good crescendo. There's not a lot you can say about that, can you, really? I went to see, in the 80s, there was a thing from Leicester Haymarket called Hot Stuff, and it was all about 70s music. Very good show. Really enjoyed it. Saw it about six or seven times. Went to London, and when I went to London, they put in Bridge Over the River Kwai, Troubled Waters, and that's quite apt, isn't it, considering what's going on with Pink Floyd? That's a bridge over troubled waters, isn't it? They had an American singer brought over, and I really wish I could find out who it was. And he sang this song, Bridge Over the Troubled Water. His voice was incredible. And if anybody knows, then do drop me a note and tell me who it was. That was number 20. And we are now coming down to the teens. Oh, yes, that sounds really weird when I say it, but I do love coming down onto the teens. I think it was 2 weeks ago, played Freddie Mercury. And as I said, I saw Queen twice, and they were one of the greatest bands I've seen live. So I'm going to play a Queen song now. And I know, I don't know if it goes against my... I mean, these are my rules. It's 100 songs. If I can play a lead singer and I can play the band, surely that's okay. My only criteria, really, was no repeating of the acts. And also Freddie Mercury's legacy to music. Why not? This is from... I think it is my favourite Queen album. It's very difficult because Queen albums change, really. I know, I love people who say their favourite Queen album is Greatest Hits 2.
What?
But let's not get into that. Now, this is from News of the World, which I think may be my favourite Queen album. But this is my favourite Queen song. And obviously, there are so many to choose from. But it's from News of the World, and it is Spread Your Wings.
19.
Sammy was low, just watching the show over and over again. Knew it was time, he'd made up his mind to leave his dead life behind. His boss said to him, do you think
Oh, Queen. And, I would think that Brian May has got to be one of our greatest guitarists, because most of the good ones were from America. Yeah, for those of you who don't know, he plays his guitar with 2.5p. That's right, an old sixpence. If you don't know what an old sixpence is, you know what a shilling is? Well, that's 5p. A sixpence was half a shilling, and half a shilling was a little silver disc, and he uses those sixpences to play his guitar instead of a plectrum. 9 shows in, and I've just said the word plectrum. It's a good job I didn't say rectum. When he used to play with sixpences, like 2.5p, they were easy to come by and cheap. But now, to buy them on eBay, they cost so much more than maybe guitar plectrums. I don't know if that's true or an urban myth. I went out with an urban myth until she got married, and then she was an urban mytheth. Rum and mango and coke. All these songs are by great artists, and the next song is no difference. It's at number
18.
And I don't know, is it worth talking about Janis Joplin? Is it worth talking about Janis Joplin? We all know how brilliant Janis Joplin is and how sadly she was missed. She is one of the 27 clubs. She died at 27. God knows what would have happened if she hadn't. So here we have Janis Joplin with Peace of My Heart. I could have picked many, many songs.
Yeah.
I have a thing about feedback and guitars, and that was beautiful bit of feedback. Like, I like songs that end on feedback. There you go. Janis Joplin. Come on, take another piece of my heart at number 17. Three more songs left. They're quite long songs, but that's all right, isn't it? If music be the food of love, then we're not going to starve. This next song is obviously one of my favourite songs. I had to move it up a bit because of the time factor thing, because it's quite a long tune. But it's by a band called Styx. And Dennis DeYoung, who used to be the vocalist with Styx. Babe. You know Babe, don't you? Beautiful vocalist with Styx. Come Sail Away. Second album, Grand Illusion. If you've never heard Come Sail Away, if you're in that mindset of punk, this is an overblown song. This is a prog song to be very, very proud of. Beautiful, beautiful. It is Come Sail Away by Styx. Comes in at number
70.
Gathering of angels.
Come sail away, come sail away, come sail away with me. If that's the first time you've heard that, I'm hoping you're going, wow, that's an incredible song. If I had 100 songs, that would certainly be my 17. Good album, Styx, Piece of Eight, brilliant album. I think that's probably my favourite of all their albums, although this is my favourite song of all their songs. Early Styx, very, very, very good, says Steve Henn, has to be official. Two more songs. And if I told you how long these two songs are going to take, you will be gobsmacked. But I promise you, we will finish this within the hour. Song number 16. When I was younger, oh, so much younger than I am now or ever before, probably, I used to go to Bogart's in Birmingham, which was, I don't know if you call it a nightclub. It was a sticky room up on one of the, I think it's a blood. I think if you go and give blood in Birmingham, I think that's where Bogart's were, or it may be next door. Yeah, we used to go down Thursday night and they used to have a rock disco on. If you like music, Freebird, Leonard Skinner. Right, that's what it is. That is what is my number 16 in my 100 favourite songs. Is Leonard Skinner's Freebird. And if you know what Freebird is, then you know what's coming. It is probably the greatest 9 minutes and 19 seconds of music at number 16.
Thank you. Yeah.
boom, 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 boom. Love, love, love playing me air guitar. I do. The thing is, I can never tune the fucker. You know, if you think I'm just doing that, air guitaring, just for your benefit, no. When I'm in my room and I put that on, I stand up and I do my air guitar for the full 9 minutes. But when I was 18, I was a lot quicker, and my hair was very, very long, and it was flaking up and down, flaking up and down. You gotta love the Freebirds, said Gary Glitter. Right, now listen, shut up. You're gonna cut that, aren't you? You're gonna leave it in because you're a dangerous person. That's it. One more song to go, and I can tell you unequivocally that Freebird was the longest song of the evening. Let's talk Jim Steinman. Oh, do we have to? Yes, we do. Jim Steinman, I think, has changed my life when it comes to music. And obviously, you're all going, oh, is it a Meatloaf song? Is it a Meatloaf song? No, far too early for a Meatloaf song. But Jim Steinman, for those of you who may not know, wrote Bat Out of Hell. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. But when Meatloaf sang Bat Out of Hell, the first album, they toured with it, and it became such a huge success that the pressure was on Marvin, Mr. Loaf, and he lost his voice. And Jim Steinman had written the second album, Bad for Good. Meat wasn't ready to sing. I think apparently, I don't know if he was drinking urine or bee's urine or somebody's urine. Or taking bee stings down the throat. I don't know, but he was trying loads of weird stuff. I mean, that could all be just made up press stories. But Meat was trying to get his voice back. It never happened. And Jim Steinman had written Bat Out of Hell 2, or Bad for Good. And so in the end, Jim Steinman sang on Bad for Good, which is a shame. Because Jim Steinman, as brilliant as he was, not the greatest of all singers. Now, I was going to play the Jim Steinman version of this song. I do believe it's my favourite Jim Steinman song. And Meatloaf did do a cover of it on Welcome to the Neighbourhood, I think, that album. A cover. It was written for Meat anyway. Jim Steinman sang it, and I was going to play it, but it's not on Spotify. So whether or not I bung it in on the audio track that you can download, I don't know. But Barbara Streisand did a cover. Now, I love Barbara Streisand, and there could have been so many Barbara Streisand songs that I would like to have played. Thought, well, let's fuck it. No, that sounds rude. I thought, well, fuck it, let's do it. Let's just play the Barbara Streisand version of Left in the Dark, written by Jim Steinman for the second Bat Out of Hell album. And it is the last track of the evening, and it is number 15. So thank you so much for staying with me. 2 more weeks to go, and only 15 songs. 7.5 in each show. We're going to leave you now with Barbara Streisand version of Left in the Dark by Jiminy Steinman.
Where did she touch you? How did it feel? Why did you let it begin? What did she whisper, and what did it mean? And where do you think it'll end? How long did it last? Do you think it'll stop? Did you get to try anything new? How good was she, honestly? Where did you go? And who made the very first move? Who made the very first move? Who made the very first move?
You don't have to sneak in the door. Just come on into the room. I've been lying in our bed in the dark all alone, and I've been waiting for you. There's been no reason to move. It's been as still as a tomb. I needed you all so badly tonight, but I guess you had better things to do. Still got her eyes on your mind. You swore you'd
to love me. There's no need to talk. I see the look in your eyes and I got the clue. And there are no lies on your body as I see you undress. Ooh, I just wanna get the truth.
Just need some love. Turn out the lights, and I'll be left in the dark.